Celebration of life planned for Count Vignini. The family of Michael Vignini, the late Ward 3 Greater Sudbury City Councillor, have announced arrangements for his funeral as well as a community celebration of his life. His obituary, published February 24, speaks to his love of his family, his devotion to his work as a public servant, and all the life experiences that shaped the man who was known for his flashy jackets and as the life of the party. Family and friends are invited to Michael's funeral service, which will be held on Saturday, March 2 at 11 a.m. at St. Pius X Parish in Lively, on. A celebration of Vignini's life will be held in the upper hall of the Walden Arena, 325 Anderson Drive, Lively, on Saturday, March 23, at 2 p.m. The City of Greater Sudbury is hosting a book of condolences for Ward 2 Count Michael Vignini, which is available at 4 locations throughout the municipality from until March 15. Tom Davies Square, 1 Stop Services, 200 Brady Street, Sudbury. McClelland Community Center and Arena, 37 Veterans Road, Copper Cliff. Lively Library and Citizen Service Center, 15 Kin Drive, Lively. T.M. Davies Community Center and Arena, 325 Anderson Drive, Lively. You can read the full details here. Community says goodbye to Count Montpelier. The bells of Parois St. Joseph in Chelmsford rang out on February 24, calling the family and friends of Germain, Jerry, Montpelier to say goodbye, one last time. Leading the procession with their fire trucks, Greater Sudbury firefighters escorted Montpelier's wife of 50 years, Denise, and his son, John, as they entered the church, surrounded by loved ones. Montpelier died at Health Sciences North on February 21. A member of Greater Sudbury City Council since 2014, Montpelier was a pillar of his community and will be remembered for his passionate advocacy for the Ward 3 community he loved. To his nephew and godson, Patrick Yasko, Montpelier's spirit could be described in 3 words: heritage, tradition and family. For the full story, click here. Police warn of speed trap camera email scam. Online scammers have glommed onto the city's traffic violation cameras, and have been purporting to be collecting fines in emails sent to Greater Sudburyans. In one example, Greater Sudbury Police Service pulled aside, it's claimed the email recipient had driven 15 to 20 kilometers per hour over the limit at 408 Wembley Drive and would have to pay their citation within 72 hours. This, despite the fact Greater Sudbury's speed trap cameras are not yet active. Only the city's 6 red light cameras are active. You will never be emailed a link or called via phone regarding a traffic violation, police clarified in a post on X, previously called Twitter. Rather, mail will be sent directly to the registered owner's mailing address. The scam email purports to come from the Department of Motor Vehicles, and is from the email violations at court-cases-online.org. For all the details on this scam, you can find the full story here. Funding pulled from tax filing service for low-income earners. The provincial government has pulled funding from financial empowerment champions programs across Ontario, which, among other things, help low-income people file taxes. Locally, the Sudbury Community Service Centre has been offering the program for the past 7 years, and learned a couple weeks ago their funding application had been denied. The funding cut, which translates to $180,000 locally, means the program is slated to end by April. This will really hurt people with low incomes, Sudbury Community Service Center Executive Director Kevin Cooper told Sudbury.com by email correspondence this week. Although he said the province has assured them the program would continue to operate through Ontario Works or Employment Ontario by April 1, Cooper said people will be left in the lurch in the midst of tax season. Click here for the full story. Wolves defeat Pete's 3-2 at home. The Sudbury Wolves were in action at home on Friday night, hoping to impress 4,758 fans with their 3-2 victory over the Peterborough Pete's. Marcus Vandenberg was the starting goaltender for the Wolves February 23, while the Peets put Zach Bowen between the pipes. With the win, the Sudbury Wolves hold a record of 33 wins, 16 losses, 3 overtime losses, and 2 shootout losses, which is good for first place in the Central Division, tied for first place in the Eastern Conference with the Brantford Bulldogs, and tied for third place in the entire Ontario Hockey League, also with the Brantford Bulldogs. The Sudbury Wolves travel to Mississauga for a game against the Mississauga Steelheads on Sunday, February 25, with a scheduled start time of 4 p.m. For a full game recap, click here. 5 win in dominating fashion against Jackals. Sudbury defeated Jamestown 133-108 at home in a dominating win over the Jackals. With the victory, the Five hold a record of 10 wins and 6 losses on the season. The Sudbury Five are right back at it on Sunday afternoon in a rematch against the Jamestown Jackals with tip-off scheduled for 2 p.m. For a full game report, click here.